弟兄姐妹们平安，我们何等喜乐，在主日的早晨我们可以在主的名里相聚。早晨我们一起擘饼敬拜主，我们的心实在充满着感谢。
As we break bread this morning and worship Him, our hearts are filled with joy.
是的，神的慈爱哦，真的是何等的超过我们所求所想的。
Truly the love of the Lord is far beyond our imagination and what we can ask for.
祂的慈爱存到永远，祂的信实直到万代。
The loving kindness of the Lord endures forever, His faithfulness to all generations.
我们纪念这位万古的磐石为我们身体裂开。
And we remember the rock of ages which was cleft for us.
我们可以来藏身在主的里面。
So that we can hide ourselves in Him.
我们愿意早晨我们继续藏身在主的里面。
And this morning may we continue to abide in Him.
不管我们在座的或在线上的弟兄姐妹，让我们把自己藏身在主的里面。
Whether you're here in person or you're at home listening, may we all hide ourselves in Him.
让我们继续来敬拜主，继续把自己来归给主。
Let us continue to worship Him and give ourselves to Him.
刚才我们唱的诗歌奇妙的融合是一首很好的诗歌。
And the hymn we just sang, A Marvelous Blend, was such a wonderful hymn.
可能很多弟兄姐妹是第一次唱。
Perhaps, for many of you, it's the first time you heard the song or sing it.
这首诗歌是我们所亲爱所敬重的 Dana Condon 弟兄所做的。
And it was written by our dear brother Dana Condon.
我原来也不知道这首诗歌。
And I didn't know this song either.
我在五月跟大家交通讲到总要用爱心互相服侍。
And in May, I was sharing on Sunday that we should serve one another in love.
记得吗？我跟大家分享了一首诗歌《当你求》。
And I don't know if you still remember, we shared this another song called When You Ask.
When I Pray.
When I Pray.
Okay. 当你求的时候，当你在主面前祷告的时候，你有没有为我求？
And when I pray before the Lord,
When you
pray before the Lord, Am I praying for you?
No. Have you prayed for me?
Have you prayed for me when I am praying before the Lord?
对不起。
No.
对不起啊，没有先跟马丁。
So I apologize.
第一节讲到当你求的时候，你有没有纪念我啊？
The first verse says when you
pray.
When you are praying, are you remembering me?
是的，因为我需要你祷告啊。
Because I need your prayers.
我爱主，但是我有许多的软弱啊。
I do love the Lord, but I am still weak.
弟兄们，姐妹们，你祷告的时候有没有为我祷告呢？
Brothers and sisters, when you in your prayers, are you remembering me?
愿我们每一位都来为别人祷告。
May we, every one of us, remember each other in prayers.
所以第二节讲到说，当你求。当我求，第二节里面就讲，当我求，我必定为你求。
And so second verse says, when I am praying, I definitely will remember you.
实在是我们愿意在主里面借着祷告，我们彼此服侍。
And how we need to remember each other and to minister to each other through our prayers.
聚会完以后，我收到一封电子邮件。
So after that, that gathering, I received the email.
是 Elia 弟兄，寄给我的。
And our brother Elliot sent me an email.
他就把这首诗歌送给我。
And he shared this song with me.
这首诗歌何等美好的诗歌。
And what a wonderful song.
刚才 Caleb 弟兄在带的时候也讲到这个神的爱何等的奇妙。
And our brother Caleb, when he was leading the song, he said, what a marvelous love.
神的爱把他的自己的爱子赐给我们。
And it was by his love that he gave us his only beloved son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave us his only beloved son, that all who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
这是神的爱的第一个方面。
And that's the first aspect of his
love. 这是何等大的爱。
It's such a great love.
这是早晨我们在擘饼里面，我们纪念主，我们感谢主的主所赐给我们的爱。
And this is what we were remembering, what we were praising Him for the love that He has given us.
主的爱还有第二个方面。
But there is also a second aspect of His love.
在这首诗歌里面就讲到，就是朋友的手。
And in this song, it says the hand of a friend.
是的，借着朋友， 接着在主里面的朋友，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在我们需要的时候，他就来伸出援手。
And in our time of need, our friends in Christ, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, will reach out their hands and help us.
神的爱怎么样彰显在我们里面呢？
How can the love of God be manifested in us?
是的，感谢主，父神把爱子赐给我们了。
Yes, the Father has given us His beloved Son.
但是神的爱还彰显在他把弟兄姐妹赐给我们。
But He also manifests His love by giving us brothers and sisters.
当我们软弱的时候，当我们下沉的时候，当我们灰心的时候，我们感谢主，主借着弟兄姐妹把神的爱来传递到我们身上。
When we are weak, when we are depressed, when we feel when we are in despair, our brothers and sisters extend their hand and show us the love of God.
所以在我们奔走这条有福的天路的路上，我们有好朋友，在主里面的弟兄姐妹，我们可以彼此的鼓励，彼此的扶持，彼此的帮助。
So as we pursue the Lord and walk on this heavenly path, we have our friends and brothers and sisters in Christ who are helping and encouraging and supporting.
这首诗歌第一节讲到说，没有一个人像耶稣能够陪我们到底。
And the first verse of the hymn says, there is no one like Jesus that will stay with us till the end.
然后呢，但是在神无限的智慧的里面，在他的计划中，他也把弟兄姐妹赐给我们，让我们可以在他无限的计划的里面，无限的智慧的计划的里面，他把弟兄姐妹赐给我们，在我们需要的时候给我们安慰的手。
But in His infinite wisdom included in His plan a brother and a sister to give you a hand.
第二节讲到说，我们很容易就倒下，很容易就跌倒滑跌的时候，我们在自己里面我们就起不来啊。
And verse 2 says, we are so easy to slip and fall, and when we get down, we stay under it all.
但是感谢主，主赐给我们一个朋友，一位在主里面的弟兄姐妹，他已经经过了这些的难处，所以当我们这样子软弱的时候，他也知道我们的软弱。
But we praise the Lord that in Christ He will give us a friend who has already been there. He has gone through all the difficulties, and He has come out on the other side.
然后我们的朋友借着劝勉和祷告，可以把我们带起来。
And He will lift us up again through His counsel and prayer.
第三节讲到说，我们会遇到难处，遇到问题，有时候我们无法理解，而且像走在沙漠里面一样，是很何等的干旱，也没有方向，我们也不知道神在哪里。
Verse 3 says, sometimes we have problems that we just don't understand, as if we're walking in the desert as dry as sand.
但是感谢主，我们呼求耶稣的时候，我们求主显现神迹，显现他的手的时候，电话就响了。
But we pray,
我们的朋友就在线电话的另外一端。
But we praise the Lord as we pray to God, as we cry out to Him, asking Him for a sign, suddenly your phone rings and your friend is on the line.
哦，何等感谢主，神的爱是何等奇妙的融合。
So how we thank the Lord, what a marvelous blend.
神爱我们，
He loves us.
他把他的儿子赐给我们，
He gave us His only beloved Son.
神爱我们，他把弟兄姐妹赐给我们，
And He loves us, so He also gave us brothers and sisters.
所以主神的爱是奇妙的融合。
So the love of God, the love of the Lord is a marvelous blend.
他把爱子赐给我们，加上朋友的手。
Of the gift of His Son, plus the hand of a friend.
今天早晨我们就愿意用圣经讲的提多弟兄，我们来彼此交通。
So this morning I want to share with you from this character in the Bible, Titus.
让提多成为我们的榜样。
So that Titus could become our example.
看神的爱怎么样彰显在提多的身上，也同样借着提多彰显在弟兄姐妹的身上。
You see how the love of the Lord was manifested on the person of Titus, and also through Titus can be manifested in brothers and sisters.
也许对提多我们并不是很熟悉。
Perhaps you might not be too familiar with Titus.
在圣经里面讲到提多，只有十三处的经节的那个十三节里面讲到提多。
His name was only mentioned in 13 verses in the entire Bible.
保罗也写过一封信给提多，就是提多书。
And Paul had also written a bookor a letter to Titus.
提多书只有短短的三章。
But that letter was very short, only 3 chapters.
但是借着这十三节的圣经，借着提多书，我们可以更多来认识提多。
But through these short verses and the short little book, we can come to know this brother more.
我们来一起读三处的圣经。
So let us begin by reading 3 scriptures. Yeah.
提多书一章四节。
From Titus chapter 1 verse 4.
好，我想我们一起来读吧，哈，用自己熟悉的语言来读。
We can read it together in whichever language you're familiar with.
好，来，现在写信给提多，是照着我们共信之道，做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主耶稣基督归于你。这是保罗写给提多的提多书的里面的话。
This is what Paul had written to Titus in the epistle.
第二处圣经在哥林多后书八章二十三节。
Secondly, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 24.
一起来读。
We'll also read it together.
论到提多，他是我的同伴，一同为你们劳碌的。论到那两位兄弟，他们是众教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。好，第三处圣经在哥林多后书十二章十八节。
Thirdly, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18.
好，我们也一起来读。我劝了提多到你们那里去，又差那位兄弟与他同去。提多占过你们的便宜吗？我们行事不是一个心灵，不同是一个脚踪吗？好，请我们一起有祷告。
And let us have a further word of prayer.
哦，主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你的慈爱存到永远，你的信实直到万代。
Your loving kindness endures forever, and your faithfulness to all generations.
主神的爱是奇妙的融合。
That the love of the Lord is a marvelous blend.
是你把爱子赐给我们，又把弟兄姐妹的手赐给我们。
You have gifted to us your beloved son, and also you gave us the hand of a friend.
早晨，我们愿意把自己让在你的手中。
So this morning we want to surrender ourselves to your hand.
求你开我们的心，也让我们有一个谦卑受教的心，我们来听你的话。
May you open our hearts so that we can listen and hear your words.
借着提多的榜样，主啊，愿你把我们当听的话说在我们的心里。
Through the example of Titus, may you speak to us the words that you desire for us to hear.
愿主的旨意成就，愿主的心满足。
May your will be done and your heart be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 刚才我们读到的这三处圣经，就讲到提多他的三个方面。
And so these three verses we just read talked about three aspects of who Titus was.
第一，提多是保罗借着福音所生的真儿子。
First of all, Paul calls him the true son through the gospel.
第二，提多是保罗亲密的同伴和朋友。
Secondly, Titus is Paul's companion and friend.
第三，提多是保罗得力的助手和同工。
Thirdly, Titus is Paul's helper and fellow worker.
我们就愿意从这三个方面我们来一起来看提多他怎样能够成为我们的榜样。
So we want to see this person Titus through these three aspects to see how he can become our example.
首先，提多是保罗在福音里面所生的真儿子。
First of all, Paul calls him the true son in the common faith.
在加拉太书我们知道提多是一个希腊人。
From Galatians he mentions Titus, we know that he is a Greek.
借着保罗传给他的福音，他得救了，他成为保罗借着福音所生的儿子。
Through the gospel that Paul was preaching, Titus became saved, and he became the son of Paul's true son in the common faith.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是保罗属灵的儿子。保罗说：“这是我的真儿子。”
Paul, this is his spiritual son, and Paul calls him my true son.
是的，我们有自己的儿女。
Yes, we do have our own children.
但是感谢主，借着传福音，我们也可以有属灵的儿女。
But we praise the Lord through sharing the gospel, we can also have children in the gospel.
愿我们不仅有自己的儿女，神也给我们恩典，让我们有许多在属灵里面的真的儿女。
We not only care for our own earthly children, but also in the spirit, in the Lord, we can have sons and daughters through the gospel.
我们知道在当时候一个外邦人要能够信耶稣何等的不容易。
We know at that time for a Gentile to believe in the Lord is so difficult.
因为他们不是犹太人，他们有自己的文化，有自己的背景，有自己成长的环境。然后呢，有自己，可能有的人有自己的宗教。
Because for these Gentiles, they were not Jewish, and they had their own culture, they have their own background, they might even have their own religion.
他们是与基督无关，在以色列的国民之外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
They had nothing to do with Christ. They were outside the commonwealth of Israel, and they had no hope in God. They had no knowledge of God.
但是感谢主，提多听了福音，他就很简单的就相信了。
But we praise the Lord. Titus heard the gospel, and very simply he believed.
当时候一个外邦人要信主，还要面临一个很大的挑战。
And they also faced a very great challenge.
就是有的犹太人说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，就不能够得救。
Because some Jews came to tell them that unless you are circumcised according to Moses, then you cannot be saved.
所以要得救，除了要信耶稣以外，还要受割礼。
So not only you need to believe in the Lord Jesus, but also you had to be circumcised.
为什么呢？因为割礼是以生育以色列人立约的凭据，所以你没有受割礼，就不能够来承受这个神所祝福的这些约。
Because circumcision was a sign for the Israelites of their covenant with God. So without circumcision, they cannot receive all the blessings of God.
这对于一个外邦人实在是一个很大的、很重、很难的一个要求。
And for Gentiles, this would be a very difficult, very heavy burden.
但是感谢主，保罗很清楚这个得救的真理。
But we praise the Lord that Paul was very clear on the truth of salvation.
保罗怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
That Paul says we are saved by grace, by faith, and this is not our own doing, but God's grace, and so that no one can boast.
这不是出于行为，意思就是说不是出于行为所要受的割礼，免得有人自夸。
That we're not saved because of our good deeds. For example, we're not saved because of circumcision. Otherwise, people may be able to boast.
如果我们得救是因为我行为上我受了割礼，我就有可夸的。
If I can be saved because of I've done something good where I have obeyed circumcision, then I can boast upon that.
但是感谢主，保罗说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
But we praise the Lord. Paul says we are saved by grace and also because of faith.
不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not by ourselves, but what God has gifted to us.
我们的得救是神的怜悯、恩典和爱。
And our salvation is because of God's mercy, God's love, God's grace.
借着我们简单的相信，我们就可以因信称义。
And by a simple faith, we can believe in Him, and by faith, we are justified.
我们口里承认，心里相信，我们就得救了。
We confess with our mouth, we believe in our hearts, we are saved.
就这么简单。
It is that simple.
所以保罗并没有给提多行割礼。
So Paul did not perform circumcision for Titus.
这在当时造成很大的一个冲突。
And that rose to be a great conflict and a dispute.
我们知道到今天所有犹太人的男子他们还是受割礼的。
Even to today, all the Jewish men are circumcised.
那时候福音是借着犹太人传出来的。
And at that time, all the gospel came out of the Jewish.
所以犹太人本来就受割礼，然后因信称义，没有什么问题的。
And so, for the Jewish people, they had already been circumcised, and once they believed, they are saved. There was no problem.
但是对于外邦人来讲，得救能与否，是不是除了信耶稣以外，还要受割礼呢？
But for the Gentiles, not only they are saved by faith, do they also need to be circumcised?
所以真是造成很大的冲突和混淆。
And there were a lot of confusion, a lot of conflict.
所以这就是在《使徒行传》十五章记载的耶路撒冷会议。
So that was the council in Jerusalem that was recorded in Acts chapter 15.
我们知道那时候巴拿巴跟保罗上耶路撒冷的时候是带着提多同去的。
So we know when Barnabas and Paul went to Jerusalem to seek the council, and they brought Titus with them.
所以提多就是这个冲突、这个争论的焦点。
So he became the focus of this conflict.
我们何等感谢主。
But how we thank the Lord.
我们知道提多的得救一定是非常清楚、非常真实，而且非常的坚固的。
And we know Titus' salvation must be very clear, very very secure and very true.
所以提多到了耶路撒冷。
So when Titus went to Jerusalem,
当众人在争论这个得救需不需要受割礼，外邦人得救需不需要受割礼的时候，
when everyone was discussing and arguing whether the Gentile need to be circumcised,
提多就做了美好的见证。
Titus became a beautiful testimony.
我们知道哈，提多在耶路撒冷的时候，那时候他有没有说过一句话呢？
And do you know if any word from Titus was recorded when he was in Jerusalem?
没有，对不对？
Right, the Bible did not record any word or any speech from Titus.
提多一句话都没有说啊。
He did not say anything.
提多是用他生命的见证来证明外邦人是可以得救的。
But he, by the testimony of his life, he has proved that the Gentiles can be saved.
外邦人信主得救以后悔改，信主得救以后不需要受割礼的。
That for any Gentile they can repent and believe and be saved, and they don't need circumcision.
我想提多的见证一定是非常的美好。
And I do believe Titus' testimony was very beautiful.
所以他们争论了多时，后来耶路撒冷的长老雅各就起来说话。
And therefore they argued and argued until Peter and James rose up and spoke.
圣灵，他说圣灵也给圣灵就是外邦人信主做了美好的见证，圣灵也赐给他们为他们做见证。所以耶路撒冷的长老雅各说，不可难为顺服神的外邦人，不要勉强他们受割礼。
And so they testified, the elders of Jerusalem said, God who knows the heart testifies to them by giving them the Holy Spirit. Therefore, do not trouble them, do not trouble those from the Gentiles who are turning to God.
所以提多虽然一句话都没有说，可是他站在弟兄们的当中就成了美好的见证，就化解了当时候很大的冲突。
Titus didn't have to say anything, but just by being there and by living out his life,He became a great testimony to show that, that they can be saved without circumcision.
所以提多这样的见证啊，我就想到跟拉撒路的见证是一样的。
So his testimony reminded me of Lazarus.
我们知道当耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活以后，拉撒路有没有说过一句话？
Remember when Jesus rose, raised Lazarus from the dead,did he say anything?
拉撒路一句话都没有说啊。
At the banquet, at the feast, he did not say anything.
可是大家都要来看拉撒路啊。
But everyone came to the feast to see Lazarus.
他们看见拉撒路，他们就信了主了。
As long as they can see Lazarus being raised from the dead, then they believe the Lord.
因为拉撒路就是主可以使人复活的一个活生生的见证。
Just by living, Lazarus became a wonderful testimony, a living testimony.That the Lord can raise the dead.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
and dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天的见证不是用说的。
So our testimony is not from our speech.
是用活的。
It is by living.
我们愿意我们每个人都能够活出基督的生命。
May all of us be able to live out the life of Christ.
像提多活出一个刚刚得救的人的一个见证。
Just like Titus, they can live out a testimony of a person who is freshly believed.
就像拉撒路能够活出一个从死里被主耶复活起来的一个见证。
Or just like Lazarus, that he can live out a life of resurrection.
要去看一个得救，一个被神拯救的一个外邦人是怎么样。我们来看提多。
If you want to see a Gentile being saved, then you can see Titus.
我们若要看一个能够从死里复活的一个人，能够脱离黑暗进入光明，而且呢有神复活的生命在里面的这样的一个人，我们去看拉撒路。
If you want to see anyone being rescued from death, being transferred from darkness into light, having the resurrection life, then you can see Lazarus.
所以不管提多，不管是拉撒路哈，在中文里面就讲说是一个展示，是一个 exhibit.
So whether it's Titus or whether it's Lazarus, they are an exhibit.
譬如说在你要跟大家讲一个东西是什么的时候，你要一个展示。
If you want to show someone what you're talking about, you want to show them an exhibit.
如果在法院的里面，你要证明一个人他是无罪，他是清白，你要有一个展示。
If you want to prove someone before the courts of law that someone is innocent, then you show an exhibit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们的生命就是一个展示。
Dear brothers and sisters, our lives are exhibits.
所以保罗说，我成了一台戏，演给世人和天使观看。
So Paul says, I have become a play, exhibited before angels and men.
我们的展示是什么样的展示呢？
What kind of exhibit are we?
愿主恩待我们，赐恩给我们，好叫我们的展示，我们就来彰显基督。
May the Lord show us grace and be merciful to us, so our exhibit can be that of Christ.
弟兄上个礼拜跟我们交通到，要不再是我，乃是基督。
Our brother shared with us last week that it is no longer I, but Christ.
是的，感谢主，借着主的死而复活，我们可以与基督同死同活，所以不再是我，乃是基督。
And we thank the Lord through our death and through the death and resurrection of Christ, we can also die with Him and live with Him, so that it is no longer I but Christ.
我们亲爱的弟兄，几个月以前也跟我们交通到，要有一个活出一个正常基督徒的生活。
Our brother a few months ago has also shared with us to live out a normal Christian life.
要能够披戴基督
，so that we can wear and put on Christ.
这些都是何等重要，何等根基的信息。
And how important, but also how basic are these messages are?
但愿我们也能够活出这样的一个生命。
So may we also be able to live out a life like this.
天天的我们来让主的生命在我们里面活。
Daily we can allow the life of Christ to live in us.
这样当人看见我们的见证，他们就会被吸引，可以来归荣耀给神。
In this way, when men can see our testimony, they will be attracted, then they will give glory to God.
我们有时候会听到这样的说法，说我们在地上要做光做盐。
So often we hear people say we need to be the salt and the light of the world.
要去做。
When they say we need to go and be and do.
Just do.
That we need to do good things.
Yeah. 但是我们知道基督徒的生命不是用做的，乃是用活的。
But we know the life of a Christian is not just that we go do and conjure up, but that we need to live it out.
如果不是光要做光，很辛苦的。
If you are not light and you try to be light, it's very difficult.
如果你不是盐，要做盐也做不到的。
And if you are not salt and you try to be salt and act like salt, then you cannot even do it.
所以我们基督徒的生命不是每天要用力去活的，要用力去做的，乃是要每天简单的去活的。
So it is not by great effort that you try to be something that you're not, but rather you need to live out the life that is already in you.
愿主来教导我们，好叫我们所知道的，我们这些头脑所知道的，我们心里面所领受的，我们能够从生活上能够活出来。
So may the Lord have mercy on us, so that all we have learned in our head can become a conviction of our heart, then we can live it out.
我们不是从外面辛辛苦苦的要做什么。
It is not outwardly that we try to do and to make something up.
我们要从里面，借着里面生命的长大，里面生命的丰盛，我们很自然的外面我们活出来，就是世上的光，是世上的盐。
But that the inner man may be strengthened, and the life within us can grow and mature, and to be lived out, and then we can be light and salt.
所以我们是光是盐，不是做光做盐。
So we can be light and be salt, not that we can try to act like light and salt.
我们感谢主，在这今年一年的疫情当中，我们还是有传福音，有很多的朋友和年轻人信主。
And we praise the Lord that throughout this whole year of pandemic, there were still brothers and sisters sharing the gospel and bringing gospel friends to be baptized into the Lord.
就在今天的下午，我们所亲爱的田千杰弟兄，年轻人就要受浸归入主。
Even this afternoon, our dear brother Justin, that will be baptized into the Lord.
在这样是弯曲悖谬的时代，在这样充满动荡的时代，在这样充满谎言的时代，一个年轻人要信主，何等的不容易！我们感谢主。
And we know how difficult it is in such a perverse and crooked generation, one that is full of darkness, full of lies, for a young person to believe in the Lord. It is so difficult. So we praise the Lord for His salvation.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们都能够参加 这个受浸聚会，如果你不是去现场的话，请你上网来参加。
And we do encourage everyone if you're able to attend the baptismal meeting this afternoon online.
我们弟兄的见证何等的美好。
And it's so beautiful to hear the testimony of our young brother.
哦、oh, ，你可以看到他的转变，看到他怎样神怎样做工在他里面。
You can see his change to see how the Lord had worked in him.
如果你要听他的见证。下午来参加。
If you want to hear that testimony, then do join us online.
Yeah, 我不想throw his thunder.
I don't want to steal his thunder.
Yeah, 我不想好像听大家讲什么，是很非常真实、非常受上感动的一个见证。
So that I would not repeat his testimony here, but it is such a wonderful and real and touching testimony.
我们也为这样的弟兄来祷告。
And we need to pray for brothers like this.
愿意。Justin 弟兄就像提多弟兄一样。
And we do pray that our brother Justin will just be like Titus.
这个得救是何等的真实，是何等的清楚，而且是何等的坚固。
That his salvation would be so real, so clear and true.
让这个在提多身上这样一个福音的大能，这样一个生命的改变，也能够彰显在每一位受浸归入主的弟兄姐妹身上。
So the power of the gospel, the great change in his life can also be manifested and exhibited before all men.
也求主继续激励我们，不论得时不得时，总要传福音，总要拯救人。
May the Lord also encourage all of us, whether in season or out of season, we will share the gospel and bring people into salvation.
当我们传福音的时候，就可以结出像提多这样的果子。
And as we share the gospel, we can bear many fruits like Titus himself.
要脱离，让他们，让所有这些朋友们能够脱离撒旦的权势，归入爱子光明的国里。
That we can bring our friends out of the power and the dominion of Satan and bring them into the kingdom of our beloved Son.
这是提多的第一方面。
And this is the first aspect of Titus.
他在是保罗在福音的里面所生的属灵的真儿子。
That he became a true son to Paul through the gospel.
第二方面，提多也是保罗亲密的同伴和朋友。
Secondly, Paul calls Titus my partner and my fellow worker, my friend.
这个亲密的同伴和朋友是我们属灵生命里面非常需要的。
Or my companion and my friend, it's someone that we really need in the spiritual life.
对，我比较喜欢这个英文 companion.
Companion is a better translation.
是的，他在生命的当中来陪伴我们。
Yes, they are companions to us in our spiritual life.
当提多得救以后，他就成为保罗的弟兄了。
As Titus became saved, he became Paul's brother.
是的，他是神的儿女，他是保罗用在属里面生的儿子，但是他也是保罗的弟兄。
Yes, he is the son of God, and he is the true son through the gospel to Paul. But also, he had become Paul's brethren.
可以成为保罗在这个属天路程上一起陪伴的同伴。
And he had become a companion on this heavenly path that Paul is walking.
我们感谢主，当我们得救以后，神也把弟兄姐妹加给我们。
So we praise the Lord after we are saved. He adds into our life brothers and sisters.
神让我们周围有许多的弟兄姐妹，有些比我们年长的，有些比我们年幼的，但是我们都成了一家人，都成了神家的儿女。
He surrounds us with brothers and sisters. Some are older than us, some are younger than us, but we have all become one family.
我们可以彼此的扶持，彼此鼓励。
And then we can help one another and encourage one another.
我们读圣经，我们就知道保罗是一位神所大用的仆人。
And as you read the Bible, you will see and know that Paul is a servant greatly used by the Lord.
保罗非常的刚强，非常的勇敢。
He is strong and courageous.
但是保罗也有软弱，也有灰心丧气的时候。
But at the same time, there are also times where he's weak and he was in despair.
保罗说，当他到马其顿的时候，他说他的身体不得安宁，周围也遭患难，外面有征战，里面有惧怕。
Paul records saying that when he came into Macedonia, and his flesh had no rest, and they were afflicted on every side, conflicts on the outside and fears within.
是的，他四面受敌，心里作难。
And yes, he was surrounded, and had conflicts all around him.
是非常非常的艰难的。
And it was very difficult time for him.
但是保罗怎么说呢？
But what did he say?
他说那安慰丧气之人的神，他打发提多，差遣提多来安慰他。
He testifies that the God who comforts the discouraged comforted him, comforted Paul by the arrival of Titus.
这节圣经里面说到两件事。
And here this verse talks about two things.
神是安慰丧气之人的神。
First of all, God is the God who comforts the discouraged.
然后第二件事情就是神差遣了提多去安慰保罗。
And that the comfort of God was to him at that time was to bring Titus to him.
Oh, 这不是就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌一个奇妙的融合吗？
Isn't this just like that marvelous blend that we just sang?
神是安慰丧气之人的神。
God is the one who comforts the discouraged.
借着他的话来安慰我们。
Through his words, he will comfort us.
但是他还差遣提多去安慰保罗。
But also he sends Titus to Paul.
借着弟兄，借着朋友的手。能够来扶持保罗。
Through the arrival of Titus, through a hand of a friend, Paul can be comforted.
我们感谢主，提多成了保罗的同伴和朋友。
So how we thank the Lord, Titus can become Paul's companion and friend.
我年轻的时候有一段时间，我对我自己属灵的生命也很不满意。
When I was young, there was a period of time where I was not very happy with my spiritual life.
因为有时候我觉得很喜乐、很刚强，但是呢，哎，一下子我就忽然不晓得为什么，就灰心失望。
Because sometimes I will feel very strong, very happy. But at the same time, sometimes I don't even know why. Suddenly I will feel weak and depressed.
我的生命，属灵的生命起起伏伏。
And my spiritual life just goes up and down, undulates like that.
对这样的情形，我也很苦恼，我不晓得怎么办。
And I'm very upset by that condition. I don't even know what to do.
所以我就请问了一位带领我的年长姐妹。
So I went to see an elderly sister that was leading us.
然后我就把我的情形跟她交通。
And I was sharing with her my conditions.
她就问我一个问题。
And so she asked me this question.
她说什么花不会凋谢呢？
She said, let me ask you, what kind of flower would not wither?
有没有什么答案？什么花不会凋谢？
I don't know if you know the answer, what kind of flower would not wither?
什么花？假花，塑胶花不会凋谢。
Plastic flowers, or silk flowers, they will never wither.
这些假的花哈，不会天天开的，不会凋谢的。
The fake flower will just be there and blooming every day, day after day, they will never wither.
但是只要真的花，它一定会凋谢的。
But for any natural flower, real flower, there will be a time of withering.
但是感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
只要这个生命在这植物的里面。
If the life is still in the plant,
也许经过秋天、冬天，这个花凋谢了。
Perhaps through the fall or winter, the flower petals will wither.
可是当春天来到，这个花又会开起来。
But when springtime comes again, that flower will bloom again.
所以感谢主。
So we praise the Lord.
我们属灵的生命是有高有低的。
Yes, our spiritual life do go up and down sometimes.
也借着这位姊妹的帮助，也借着我周围许多弟兄姐妹的帮助，在我软弱下沉的时候，主就扶持了我。
So through the help of the sister and many other brothers and sisters around me, he had always helped me when I'm down.
允许我再做一个见证。
So I allow me to bear this another testimony.
我以前说过这个见证，但是因为这个见证很摸着我，也改变了我，所以我愿意再跟大家分享。
I know I have shared this before, but because this really touched me, so I do forgive me for sharing it again.
我刚来美国的读书的时候，住在洛杉矶，到那边一个教会去聚会。
When I first arrived in America, I was in Los Angeles and I was fellowshipping over there.
那时候我很年轻，只有25岁。
And I was very young, only 25 years old.
哎呀，很被主得着。
And I was really touched by the Lord.
我们有个团契，大概只有二三十个人，是礼拜五晚上聚会。
And we had a small gathering, maybe 20, 30 people, and we would gather on Friday nights.
大家都非常的喜欢去。
And everyone really enjoyed being there.
我也很喜欢去。
And I also enjoy being there.
所以有一个礼拜五的晚上，轮到我服侍。
So there was one Friday, it was my turn to serve.
那时候我们的暗宴是在会所里面来准备的。
And so at that time, we actually cooked our love feast at the gathering place.
那我大概五点钟我就到了会所，然后就跟一些弟兄姐妹在里面准备 饭时。
So around 5 o'clock,、I arrived at the meeting hall and I started preparing dinner with a few other brothers and sisters.
然后晚饭预备好了，弟兄姐妹朋友也都来了。
After dinner was prepared, all the friends and brothers and sisters arrived.
哎，我们很开心的一起吃饭，一起交通。
With great joy, we were eating and fellowshipping together.
吃完饭以后呢，就有聚会。
And after meal, we had our fellowship time.
唱借着唱诗，借着读圣经，借着交通，大家也非常享受。
We sing songs, worship, we read the Bible, we share with one another. Everyone had a great time.
哎，聚完会后还有点心。
And after meal, we even had desserts.
哎，我记得我那一天啊，除了预备一些点心以外，还准备了一个大西瓜。
I still remember that day. Not only I prepared some desserts, but also I brought a big watermelon.
哎，把它切成小块以后呢，就分给大家。
I cut it into small pieces. I shared it with everyone.
哎，大家都非常高兴啊。
Everyone was very happy.
因为我们有这个属身体的食物，也有属灵的食物。
Because we were enjoying this physical food, but also we enjoyed the spiritual food through our fellowship.
哎，所以大家都非常的高兴。
Everyone was in full joy.
哎，等到都吃完了以后呢，大家。时间晚了，大家就回家了。
And when everything was done, people were happy, and it was getting late, so everyone started going home.
那留下我一个人在那边收拾善后。
And I was the only one left to clean up.
当我把这些善后收拾完，把房间都整理好以后。
When I finally cleaned everything up, when I sweep the floors and tidy up the room.
已经超过十点半了。
It's already over 10:30 at night.
我实在很累
哈。And I was getting tired.
我坐在那里，突然里面就伤心起来了。
So I was sitting there taking a break. Suddenly I felt very sad.
哎呀，我这么辛苦啊，怎么好像没有一个人说谢谢啊
？And I was depressed, saying that I was working so hard, and no one was saying thank you.
哎，所以我就在主面前祷告。
And I started praying before the Lord.
我在主面前也流泪。
And I even started tearing up before Him.
你知道这个哭哈，这个在属灵的层次里面是很低的。
And this tearing up was actually a very low level of tearing in the Lord.
因为我是为自己来流泪。
Because it was a tear of self-pity.
哎呀，我就觉得说，怎么这么辛苦的工作，好像主也没有说什么，也没有人来说谢谢啊。
I was just grieving because I was working so hard, no one was appreciating, and I was all by myself.
所以我就在那房间里面祷告，在那边哭。
So I was just praying by myself and tearing up.
哎，过了不晓得多久，我忽然发现进来了一个人。
And after I don't even know how long, suddenly I realized someone was in the building with me.
哎，他进来以后呢，他一句话都没有说。
And someone came in and he didn't say anything.
他就在我的旁边陪我。
He just sat down right beside me and waited with me.
感谢主，这是一位比我年长的弟兄。
And we praise the Lord. This is a slightly older brother.
他送了朋友回家以后呢，他就回到不放心，他就回到会所来看看，看还有什么事情要打点一下。
He was giving rides to some brothers and gospel friends and brought them home. And after he gave rides, he felt that he wanted to come back to the meeting hall to see if there's anything that needs to be tidied up.
所以他就来陪我。
So he came in and saw me there, and he just waited there with me.
他就在我最软弱、最需要的时候。来跟我一起祷告。
And in my weakest time, in the time of need, he came and prayed with me.
为这样的一位弟兄，我感谢神。
And I really thank the Lord for such a brother.
这位弟兄现在回台湾，在那边有工作，有服侍主，有很美好的见证。
And this brother now is back in Taiwan, and he's working there and serving the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
神在我们的周围预备了一些弟兄姐妹
，and He prepares brothers and sisters around us，
成为我们属灵的同伴，来陪伴我们，来鼓励我们，来扶持我们，来帮助我们。
That they have become our spiritual companions to be with us, to encourage us, support us, and help us。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天主在我们的周围也预备了提多啊。
He has also prepared Titus around us。
我很喜欢我们礼拜五晚上查经聚会以后的分组。
And I always very enjoy the small group time after Friday nights.
除了大家一起的时候读经以外呢，那我们到最后我们会分成几个小组。
In the large group, we will do Bible study together, and at the end, we'll break into smaller groups.
也许只有三五个人一组。
perhaps only 3 or 5 people in a small group.
我们可以继续的来交通，也分享我们生活上的一些经历，不管是我们感谢主，我们得胜的，或甚至我们失败的，我们都可以分享。
We can continue our fellowship to share with each other our experiences, our learnings in our life, whether it is a victorious experience or our failures.
然后我们就一起祷告，我们彼此代祷。
And then we will pray together and intercede for one another.
所以我鼓励礼拜五没有还没有规律参加的，或者已经参加但是不留下来，没有留下来分组祷告，我们都能够来参加，也能够留下分组祷告。
So I do encourage everyone, if you have not formed the habit to join on Friday nights, or it may be perhaps you come but you don't stay for the breaking this into small groups.
我们在组的
that you will remain in the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
可以一起来祷告。
That we can pray together in small groups.
哦，我们感谢主，我们受浸归入主，进入主的身体，我们就互为肢体。
And we thank the Lord as we are baptized into the Lord that we are body members of the body one to another.
圣经上说，当一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；当一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同欢喜快乐。
The Bible says in the body when one member is suffering, then all the members suffer with it. When one member receives glory, then the whole body rejoices together.
感谢主，在主的爱的里面，在主的身体的里面，我们可以用爱心来互相的服侍。
And we thank the Lord in the body of Christ, we can serve one another in love.
我们彼此相顾，我们也彼此建造。
We can care for one another and build each other up.
然后我们愿意主的生命在我们的每一个人身上长大，然后这个团体的主的身体就是教会也能够因此建长。
And our desire is that the life of Christ can be built up, will bebe growing up, maturing in each one of us, and because of that, the corporate body can also be built up.
能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，把荣耀归给神。
That we can grow in the fullness of Christ, and that we can give glory to God.
第三方面，提多也是保罗得力的助手和同工。
Thirdly, Titus has become Paul's friend and fellow worker.
是的，提多是保罗的真儿子。也是保罗的同伴，但是他也是保罗的同工。
Yes, Titus was Paul's true son. He had become Paul's companion. He is also Paul's helper and fellow worker.
我们知道保罗以前在哥林多在那边住了一年半。
We know Paul remained in Corinth for a year and a half.
后来保罗离开以后呢，就哥林多那个聚会呢是充满着许多的问题。
And that the church of Corinth had a lot of problems.
包括结党啊、纷争啊、淫乱、自高自大、属肉体、彼此相争，还打官司打到不信主的人面前。
And they had factions and disputes, fornication. They were self-conceited, fleshly. They had contention. They even bring lawsuits before Gentiles, before non-believers.
所以保罗对哥林多教会非常有负担，就写了一封信，很严厉的指责他们、指证他们的不是。
So Paul had very heavy burden for the church of Corinth.And he wrote a letter with very severe words to rebuke them.
所以有人说保罗的信又沉重又严厉。
So some people say, Paul, your letter is too heavy and too stern.
这些严厉的这些指责，保罗是愿意哥林多教会悔改的。
And by these heavy words, Paul's desire was so that they can repent.
保罗也常常为哥林多教会来流泪祷告。
And Paul is always praying for the church of Corinth, even in his tears.
当保罗把哥林多前书发出去以后
，But after he sent this letter, this epistle to the Corinthians out,
他并不知道哥林多教会这些犯罪的人，他们是不是愿意来悔改呢
？He did not know whether these people of Corinth was willing to repent.
这些人是不是听得进去保罗的劝诫？而能够来悔改，来归向神呢
？Were they really able to hear the word of Paul and to repent before the Lord？
哎呀，保罗很担心啊。
And he was quite worried for them.
所以保罗就打发提多去了。
So Paul sent Titus,
让提多去帮助这些哥林多教会的人呢，能够把保罗的心意跟他们讲。
He sent Titus there so that he can expand the heart of Paul and to share the gospel with them.
我们知道哈，一个。刚硬一个骄傲的人，一个属肉体的人，要就算得救以后呢，要悔改， 还是不容易的。
We know even for believers, if someone is very hard and strong in their flesh, it is very difficult for them to repent.
在这样很困难的当中呢，保罗就打发提多到哥林多去。
So among all these great difficulties, Paul sent Titus to Corinth.
当保罗在以弗所写完哥林多这前书呢，然后呢，后来又打发提多到哥林多。
And Paul was in Ephesus when he wrote the epistles of 1 Corinthians. Then he sent Titus to the church.
然后呢，保罗就跟提多约好了，要到特罗亚去会面。
And Paul said told Titus to meet him in Troas.
希望那时候他们可以在一起有交通。
And they were hoping to catch up with each other at Troas.
但是保罗到特罗亚的时候，提多没有来。
But when Paul went to Troas, he did not find Titus there.
为什么提多没有来呢？
Why was Titus not able to join him at Troas?
因为提多在哥林多教会的服事，他的使命还没有完成。
Because he had not yet complete his mission, his purpose at Corinth.
那保罗去了那里，他心里不安，他就离开特罗亚，就到马其顿去。
So Paul said, I had no rest for my spirit for not finding Titus, my brother.And so he said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia.
感谢主，提多是一位忠心的保罗的一个同工。
And we praise the Lord that Titus is a faithful worker, a co-worker with Paul.
借着提多的服事，哥林多教会悔改了。
And through the ministry of Titus, the church of Corinth were able to repent.
他们真心的接受保罗的劝诫，也离弃了罪恶，按着神的旨意忧愁。
And they were able to receive the words of Paul, and according to the will of God, they were made sorrowful according to the will of God.
圣经上讲说，他们就生出那没有后悔的懊悔来。其实这个懊悔应该改成悔改哈，生出那没有后悔的一个悔改来。
And the Bible says that sorrow produced in them a repentance without regret.
所以他们就能够来。这样重新的被神所得着。
And they were that led to salvation. They were gained by the Lord again.
所以提多是一位有耐心的一个主的一个好仆人。
So we see Titus was a faithful and patient servant of the Lord.
很多时候一些很难的情形，不是一下就会改变的。
Sometimes we encounter difficulties that's not so easily changed.
我们就灰心了吗？我们就失望了吗
？Are we easily despaired? Are we just giving up hope?
提多没有，他一直在哥林多教会那边服侍他们，一直等到他们悔改。
Titus did not. He remained there. He continued to serve them until he can see the fruit of repentance.
当哥林多教会悔改以后呢，这个提多就到马其顿跟保罗相会。
After they were able to repent before the Lord, then Titus went to Macedonia and met with Paul.
所以保罗说。他到马其顿跟提多相会的时候呢，当提多把这个好消息告诉保罗的时候呢，保罗就得了安慰，而且为哥林多教会欢喜。
So when Paul received the good news from Titus in Macedonia, he greatly rejoiced and he was comforted.
提多还有一个服事。
And Titus had another ministry,
就是为着供给耶路撒冷教会的需要。然后呢，保罗就打发提多到马其顿去来开办辞会的事。
And that Paul sent Titus to Macedonia to receive collections to bring gifts to the church in Jerusalem.
感谢主，借着提多的服事。
And we thank the Lord through the ministry of Titus.
圣经上说，这个保罗他说他把神给马其顿教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受到试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐。
And Paul testifies to say, I will make known to you the grace of God, which had been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy.
在极穷之间，还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩，甘心的捐助。这个是提多所结的果子。
And even in their deep poverty, overflowed in the wealth of their liberality, and they gave voluntarily, and that is the fruit of the labor of Titus.
提多与另外两位弟兄就把马其顿教会对耶路撒冷的奉献带到 耶路撒冷。
And Titus with two other brothers brought the gifts from the churches of Macedonia to Jerusalem.
保罗夸奖这几位弟兄说他们的殷勤、热心、爱心传福音。
And Paul commended them, saying they were fervent, faithful, full of love, sharing the gospel.
他们是众教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。
That is, he said they are messengers of the churches, a glory to Christ.
哦，这是何等美好的一个称许。
What a great commendation.
他们是基督的使者。
That they are messengers of Christ.
是接到众教会里面。
And that they are messengers of the churches.
我们知道使者就是今天的话来讲呢，就是传信的哈。
Messengers just like even like postmen of the day.
是，那但是他们不只把这个信传到的，它本身就是一封信。
But not only they bring the letters, the messages to different places, but they themselves are letters.
保罗告诉我们，我们就是基督的信。
Paul says, "You are a commendation letter of Christ."
是写借着神的灵写在我们心板上，而且是被众人所念诵的、所知道的。
That you are that written by the Holy Spirit in the hearts of men. That you are read by all men, known and read by all people.
提多不仅是使者，他就是那封信。
Titus not only was a messenger, he was the letter itself.
所以他走到哪里，人家就可以从他身上读出基督的丰盛、基督的生命来。
So wherever he goes, people can read from his life the fullness of Christ, the life of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都是基督的信。
We are all letters written by Christ.
是圣灵把神的话写在我们心板上。
The Holy Spirit has written the word of God in our hearts.
愿意我们。到哪里，人家读出来就可以读到基督。
So wherever we go, may when people see us, they can read Christ.
而且他们就是这样就成为基督的荣耀。
That they will become a glory to Christ.
哎，我就常常在想，如果说我死了以后，那墓志铭上要写什么
？And sometimes I think to myself, when I die, what kind of a tombstone, what kind of word will be on my tombstone?
你知道吗？一个。最好的一个词就是基督的荣耀。
One of the best words you can write on someone's tombstone is that this person is a glory to Christ.
哦，我们不配是不是
？We are truly unworthy.
我们也够不上，对不对
？And we just cannot even think we'll reach it.
但是靠着神的恩典，愿我们每一个人都成为基督的荣耀。
But yet by the grace of God, may we all become a glory to Christ.
这些事情以后，保罗就打发。提多到一个小岛叫做格里底哈，今天的话就是克里特。
So after all of this, Paul sent Titus to Crete as a little island.
那是一个很兴盛的一个海上贸易的一个地方。
It's a very busy trading post in the middle of Mediterranean.
那在那当地也有人弟兄也有人也因为传福音，所以有些人信主得救了。
The gospel was spread abroad there, and so some people were saved.
但是那地方却是很不容易服侍的地方。
But it was a very difficult place to serve.
因为圣经讲说，他说，就是他们那里的先知自己就说，格利底人常常说谎，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。这个见证是真的。
The people of Crete, the Cretans, some of them even said of themselves that Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.And this testimony is true.
所以教会虽然成立了，但是有许多的难处。
So even though there was a church there, but they had a lot of difficulties.
他们在天然的本性有很多这个恶劣的习惯，不合圣经。
They had many bad habits because of their nature, and they were contrary to the Bible.
所以保罗就打发提多去那边帮助他们。
So Paul sent Titus there to help them.
在那边设立长老。要在那边教导他们活出基督圣洁的生命。
And Paul instructed Titus to establish elders and bishops so that they can lead the whole church into holiness.
也教导少年人、成年人和老年人怎么样子脱离罪恶、洁净自己。
And he also wrote letters to instruct the older men, the younger men, the elders how to live a holy life.
怎么样子能够来为主来热心为善
，and how to have a zeal to serve the Lord.
那这个细节我就不说了。
And I don't need to say to share too much details.
我们大家可以去读提多书。
And you can read all of this from the book of Titus.
最后，提多被打发到达马太去。
And lastly, Titus was sent to Dalmatia.
达马太在哪里呢
？Where was Dalmatia?
达马太就在马其顿的北边。
It was north of Macedonia.
在当时候是一个蛮荒之地。
At that time, it was almost a land of wilderness.
那里的人哈、啊。很野蛮，贪财好斗，以打劫海上的船只为业。
It was a place for barbarians, and they were rude and rough, and they were pirates as trade for their trade.
但是提多跟着圣灵的带领，他就到那边去传福音。
But by the moving of the Holy Spirit, by God's grace, he went there to share the gospel.
感谢神，保罗说，他提多和他是同一个心灵。同一个脚踪。
So we praise the Lord. Paul testifies that Titus were of the same spirit, following the same steps.
这个心灵也可以翻成圣灵。
And this the spirit can be said of man's spirit, it also can be said of the Holy Spirit.
是的，他们是同一个圣灵，同一个脚踪。
Yes, they follow the same Holy Spirit and follow the same steps.
保罗说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
Paul says, "Imitate me, as I imitate Christ."
这在提多的身上就是一个活生生的例子。
So we see that in Titus' life, he is a living example.
感谢主，提多就是保罗，这个工作的延续。
And we thank the Lord, Titus is the extension of the ministry of Paul.
我们也感谢主，因为主耶稣说，我给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随。我的脚踪行。
And we praise the Lord. Jesus says, "I have left with you examples so that you can follow my steps."
对不起，我这更正一下，这是彼得前书说的，说基督给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
That's the words from First Peter. Actually, it says, "Christ have left you examples so that you can follow His steps."
感谢主，我们的主耶稣留下榜样。
And we thank the Lord. Jesus left with us examples on the earth.
留下了这个美好的脚踪，保罗就跟着行。
So that he has left us his steps, that Paul was able to follow him.
然后提多就跟随保罗。
And Titus was able to follow Paul.
我们今天呢，我们也愿意，我们有同一个圣灵，有同一个脚踪。
So for all of us, may we also have the same spirit, follow the same steps.
最后，我用一点点的时间来讲一个见证。
Lastly, I just want to use a little time to fellowship on a to share another testimony.
我刚才讲前面讲到有一位年长姊妹帮助过我。
Earlier, I shared about this elder sister who helped me.
她在服侍主近五十年的以后呢，因为生病，在三个月被主接走。
She served the Lord for over 50 years, and last month, because of illness, the Lord took her back to Himself.
在她临终之前，我们有一个网上的聚会。
And before her passing, we had an online gathering.
有超过100位弟兄姐妹从各个国家、各个不同的地方参加。
Over 100 brothers and sisters attended this gathering from all different places, different parts of the world.
我们一起述说主奇妙的工作、主的爱、主的恩典，在这么多年当中，借着我们姊妹的服事。我们一起把荣耀归给主。
Together we testified the love of the Lord and the marvelous work of God through our sister after all these 50 years.
有些是因为我们姊妹信主的。
Some people were saved because of our sister.
也有弟兄姐妹是因为我们姊妹介绍而成立了家庭的。
And some brothers and sisters, because of the introduction of our dear sister, became husband and wife.
有些是主日学的孩子，然后现在。也成家，也有自己的孩子，而且当了主日学的老师。
And some were children in her Sunday school class, and because of her service, they now are fully grown, having their own children, and became Sunday school teachers themselves.
为着我们姊妹忠心的服侍，我们感谢主。
And we praise the Lord for her faithful service.
我就想到我们的姊妹在这一生当中，她留下榜样，也让我们可以来效法。
So I thought of our sister, what a great example she had been in her life that we can also follow.
我们的姊妹就像蒲公英一样。
She was just like a dandelion.
这蒲公英哈，我找不到哈，只有一个类似的哈。
I did not find the true dandelion, so I found something that's similar.
这个是粉红色的，对不对？
This is a pink one.
蒲公英是白色的。
But a true dandelion is white.
你知道蒲公英之前哦，是一个开黄。黄色的花小花的一个植物。
But if you know the plant, actually the flower of the dandelion is yellow.
那这花哈谢了以后呢，然后它就会那个种子就会开始长出来。
So after the flower petals, the yellow flower petals wither, then a seed head starts to grow and mature.
那这种子长大长到很大的时候，它外面的这个皮就崩开来。
And when it grows, when it's fully grown, the seed head will crack open.
然后呢，这个白的花哈，就其实是种子，这不是花。这白的呢，这个像一个圆球呢，哎，就是有超过100个种子在里面。
So that seed head will contain over 100 little seeds, and each of them will grow a little parachute.
然后经过风一吹呢，这种子就散爆。
And when the wind blows, then all the seeds will be spread abroad.
我们的孩子也喜欢吹，对不对？
And some of us, our children also like to pick it up from the field and blow on it.
圣经上讲说，凡有血气的，尽都如草，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
And the Bible says, all that has flesh, are just like grass that withers, and the flower will wither and die.
经风一吹，就归于无有，也没有人纪念了。
And the wind blows on it, it becomes nothing, and no one remembers it.
但是感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
我们主里面的生命就像蒲公英一样。
The life in Christ is just like a dandelion.
它会开花。
Yes, there can be, there is a season for flowering.
这花不是最大的，也不是最美的。
It is not the biggest or the most beautiful flower.
是，也许没有人注意。
Perhaps no one even notices.
这开花，花也会谢了。
And this flower will grow and wither.
但是花谢了以后，种子就生出来了。
But after the flower withers,A seed head grows and matures.
经风一吹，就吹到很远的地方。
And when the wind blows on it, it can be carried to far away.
就像我们的姊妹的服侍一样。
Just like the service ministry of this elderly sister.
这个花谢了。
And yes, the flower has withered.
但是这生命所结出来的种子，却到全世界各个不同的地方。
But the seed from her service, from her life ministry.Is spread abroad to all over the world.
这些种子还要开花，还要结实，还要再继续来吹到世界各个不同的地方。
And these seeds will also grow and flower and bear fruits and spread even more.
愿我们都有这样的一个生命。
May we all have a life like this.
像提多这样的一个生命。
Just like Titus.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
我们都来。效法提多，像提多效法保罗，像保罗效法基督一样。
We imitate Titus as Titus imitates Paul, who imitates Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你的爱和恩典。
Lord, how we thank you for your love and your grace.
哦，在你的爱里面，你拯救了我们。
In your love, you have saved us.
哦，主，你也在周围预备了许多的弟兄姐妹。
And you also prepares brothers and sisters around us.
哦，主啊，你也让我们在属灵的生命里面成长。
And you cause us to grow in your spirit.
哦，主，在我们的长大以后，我们也可以来服侍主，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
And when we grow up, we can also minister to others and to serve brothers and sisters.
主，早上求你借着提多的榜样再来教导我们。
Lord, may you help us and teach us through the example of Titus.
让我们的得救是这样的实在。
That our salvation can be true and real.
让我们做同伴是这样真实。
That we can be a true companion.
也让我们能够服侍主尽心竭力。
That we may also be a fellow laborer and to serve the Lord in fervent.
我们愿意看到这生命的传承。哦，主，不只是我们从主得着，我们也把这生命可以来传留下去。
Lord, not only we want to receive life from you, but we desire for this life to be passed on.
我们求主在我们当中继续做工，直到哦主你自己荣耀的旨意可以完全成就。
And you continue to do your marvelous work in us until you are that you can complete your work and your heart can be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.